Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. For just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
So we talked about Grand Central Terminal this week, Tracy.
We sure did.
There's so much about this that I couldn't really put in the episode. One, Cornelius Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the kind, family-friendly way I will put it. But there's a famous quote by him that comes up every time you read anything about him, which is that when he was in one of his long, ongoing feuds with another business person, he would say to them, "I won't sue you because the courts take too long. I'll ruin you." And which he did. I mean, we talked about it, you know, pretty passingly. Like, he would just create scenarios where other companies could not survive and then say, "Well, I'll step out of this industry if you'll just pay me every month for ever to not make more money here." He also, I did not go down the rabbit hole too far because it was infuriating. He was just deeply misogynist and, you know, talked about how he didn't really care about his daughters because they weren't as important to him as his sons. And it's interesting because you'll also sometimes see discussions of his wife being really important to the business, and she ran business on her own. And I don't have a good sense of what their relationship was, but I do have a good sense that Cornelius Vanderbilt was a jerk.
Yeah.
There's also, though, lots of fun trivia that comes with that story that doesn't necessarily fit into that narrative. For example, when they built Grand Central Depot, that meant that New York and Harlem Station, which had existed prior and was one of the ones they were using, was no longer needed. And Vanderbilt sold it to P.T. Barnum. And that is where P.T. Barnum set up the first iteration of Madison Square Garden.
Huh.
Which is just a cool New York trivia thing.
Yeah.
We mentioned in the episode that when they rebuilt Grand Central Terminal, it didn't have stairs. Everything was ramps, which is cool. For a variety of reasons. Like, I really, really love, there's a particular piece of writing that's like marketing writing about the new terminal and how, you know, even toddlers can handle transitioning from one place to the other without it being a problem. But the best, at least in terms of making me giggle, phrase of it was that there were the ramps were available for women trailing along in preposterous train like this.
Oh.
You had a ridiculous dress on. Don't worry, there are no steps.
Yeah.
Although why one would travel in a long and preposterous train. I know travel has changed a great deal. You used to dress up for it, but that just made me laugh and laugh and laugh. It's also really interesting because the guiding principle of Vanderbilt was, even though he did philanthropy kind of later in his life after his first wife died and his second wife encouraged him to do so, he was pretty open about, I don't care about the people or the community. I'm in it for the benefit of the business in everything he did. And even after he was out of the picture, that was still in many ways like the driver of things where people would be like, no, no, this is going to be cool and create a community, but it's really good for the business.
Yeah.
Which is just, you know, one of those things that anyone that's worked for any corporation, I'm sure, has had similar ethical discussions.
Right, right.
About really what is driving any of their innovation or plans. It just made me laugh. The one thing that's also interesting in this, we talked about how the neighborhood around Grand Central just rocketed in terms of value. And as an interesting juxtaposition, Penn Station did not have the same instant effect on its neighborhood. Just an interesting little factoid.
Well, that's connected to my Grand Central story I said I was going to tell. Which is that my preferred way of getting to New York from Massachusetts is on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though, like, if you fly from Boston to New York, your time spent in the air is way shorter than the train trip. But, like, door to door, it's effectively the same. And the train is, in my opinion, more comfortable. just a more fun trip. I like to watch things out the window, et cetera. But the Amtrak trains, until very recently, all came into Penn Station and departed from Penn Station. And Penn Station is just kind of dark and dingy, and it's just not a fun or pretty place to hang out. And I've had two trips to New York on the train that were significantly delayed because of a problem. One time it was a tree fell onto the track, and one time it was a derailment that happened right outside of New York. And on that derailment trip, we had to go through a whole process of switching onto other trains and then finishing our trip into New York on a Metro North train that came into Grand Central instead of Penn Station. And I remember getting off of the train after this many, many hours longer than normal trip. I was very tired, and it was a work trip, so I had somewhere I needed to be. And I kind of made my way out from immediately after getting off of the train. And then I walked into, like, the Grand Central terminal area. And I was like, how can I come into and out of this station all the time?
Every time. It's very pretty.
It's so, and I sadly did not have time to, like, really appreciate it because I needed, you know, I needed to get to my hotel and get to our work dinner or whatever it was that was on the schedule. They have moved the Amtrak lobby, like a brand new thing just opened literally a month ago. And I haven't seen it in person yet because, of course, we are not taking trips to New York right now. But yeah, I still remember just being like so exhausted and so tired. And even like Amtrak had really tried so hard to keep everybody informed of what was going on and to keep us as comfortable as possible. But it was still a frustrating trip. And I just remember suddenly being like, oh, what is this beauty all around me?
And then you get to see that statue of Cornelius Vanderbilt that everybody panned because they say he looks wooden and weird. Yeah, it's a lot of money on a statue.
One of our episodes on the show this week was about Zoe and Theodora. I don't remember how Zoe and Theodora made their way onto my list, but at some point I ran across some, you know, mention about Zoe and Theodora as having been empresses together. one of the things that's a little challenging, as I alluded to in the show, is that a lot of the names are the same in
over and over and over.
And I don't know if they're identically the same in Greek, but the anglicized versions of them are the same. And so there would, as I was doing my research, a thing that I often do is I go and I bookmark a whole bunch of stuff. I grab a bunch of stuff that then I'm going to go through later. And as I was going through the things I had already gathered together, I would be like, oh, this is not the same Theodora. In fact, this is not the same Zoe. I got deeply confused trying to confirm sort of the progression of the imperial dynasty and who followed who. Because there was a different Theophano and close enough to this particular family that I got so lost. I was like, wait, just wait. She wasn't married to him. I was about to draw a family tree when I realized I was just looking at a different person with the same name.
Yeah, I think that's always the pitfall in doing any, particularly as you go back to more ancient times, mm-hmm. any royal family, because
yes.
it is name after name after name following in the lineage as part of just the way they managed their ruling.
I'm going to be honest. It is one of the reasons why royalty episodes are like not at the top of my interest a lot of the time, because I'll just be like, why? Why is it another Michael?
Other names. I will say that after doing a season of Lady Poisoners on Criminalia, I'm like, oh yeah, Zoe was poisoning people left and right. I'm convinced of it. It's certain.
Everyone poisoning everyone all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there is the entirety of an English language version of the Chronographia at Fordham University and their medieval source book that, you know, if you want to have a read of that to see for yourself how sometimes dramatic and sometimes self-centered that account is, there were times where I was just like, people describe you as a historian, but like, this does not read as a historical count at all. This reads almost like you're writing a treatment for an opera, like a particularly dramatic opera.
Is there any other kind?
we're gonna write a boring opera about Zoe and Theodora. I don't think that would work out. There was just too much.
Right.
Too much potential murdering and banishing people and possibly tonsuring their hair.
And the blindings. Oh, the blindings.
A lot of blindings and castrations. Yes.
That's not cool.
No.
It's not cool. Everybody be cool. it is the, as we said, the veracity of these accounts, we know, you have to kind of question a little.
Mm-hmm.
But it does also put in kind of sharp focus just the cruelty of the manner in which power has always been seized,
yeah, right?
And maintained,
yeah, yeah. The series with Zoe's husbands coming to the throne and then immediately banishing her, I was like, that's a pattern now,
yeah,
constantly banishing. One of the things that I like to talk about in episodes in general is like what somebody's impact or legacy was. And that was really hard with Zoe and Theodora, like, because they were at the very end of an imperial dynasty. And then afterwards, there was this period of just chaos with so much turnover and who was supposed to be ruling in the immediate years and decades afterward, that I was like, wow, I feel like this episode just has a beginning and a middle and an end, and then just kind of stops. Story's over.
Yeah, I mean, that's valid, right? Everything that they may have worked towards kind of got thrown out the window by constant challenges after the fact. So,
mm-hmm.
Again, poisons, I believe in my soul. Perfumes, bring me herbs. That'll be cool. They're for perfumes. Come on.
Yeah.
We all know better.
It was the poison lab there in the Empress's quarters. If you would like to write to us, send us a note. We're historypodcast@iheartradio.com. And since this is Friday, I hope whatever's happening your weekend is going pretty well for you. If you're off, have a great time off. If you're working, I hope everyone is nice to you. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.